Welcome to the Recapture Your Life podcast with Steve Crenshaw.
Welcome back. I wanted to do this podcast for a while because I'm interested in the effects that technology has on my procrastination in getting things done. As a former addict for other things, my go-to is not really my cell phone, but I love watching YouTube videos on my Fire TV, which is where I found a lot of the information I'm going to share in this podcast. So, if you don't know what dopamine is, it's a chemical that's made in the brain, and when it's activated, it gives us a micro high. It's a chemical that's released every time your phone dings or when you snort cocaine. But when you snort cocaine, it's a giga high. It's, you know, thousands of times greater than when your phone dings. But every time your phone dings, you get this little drop. The repetition is where the problem comes in, and neuroscientists can't even agree on this part, whether it's an addiction or whether it's not, because some neuroscientists say, don't call this an addiction, call it habitual behavior. And some neuroscientists say, well, if it's that much of an addictive behavior, then it's addiction. So I'm going to call it addiction, because if it's an addictive behavior, then it's the same thing as an addiction to food and gambling and sex or even drugs. So I'm going to refer to it as a dopamine addiction or a technology addiction while I'm talking about this. Dopamine is also known as the chemical of drive. It drives us to do things like complete a project or send an email, but it can drive us to procrastinate and get stuck on projects. Dr. Daniel Z. Lieberman talks about dopamine as the chemical of desire. It can drive us to accomplish things and receive the rewards that seem to be just beyond our reach. But once we have the thing, then the dopamine level drops off and the desire is gone. And that's also true if we receive the reward at the same time every day. Think about slot machines. People love to play slot machines because they're intermittent in the rewards they give out. And your phone is like a portable slot machine, because it gives you intermittent rewards. Like, one time when your phone dings, it's going to be spam, and you're going to go, oh, that's too bad. But then the next time your phone rings, it's going to be a buddy of yours, and he's going to want to go to eat, or just catch up on something on Facebook. Your phone doesn't give you rewards in the form of money, but in dings and beeps and connections with other people. Each time you look at it, your brain releases dopamine and you feel rewarded. So you're anticipating the next reward. Dopamine can drive us forward and give us the boost to start a new business and change jobs, or go after the person we believe we desire. But we can also become oversaturated. When we're always living at the peak, we're always looking for something more, and we can become addicts with other substances because we're always chasing that high. You know, they say pot is a gateway drug. Well, if you're always chasing a high and you're always trying to stay at this level, addiction to dopamine can lead you into other things as well. When dopamine stops giving us the high, we look for it in something else, or we completely lose motivation to do anything. When we lose motivation and we become just overstimulated and the dopamine is shut off, we can sit on the couch and binge Netflix and scroll Facebook and TikTok and answer all the dings on our phone and overeat and not experience any pleasure. Think about a time when you came to the realization that you'd been scrolling Facebook for 30 minutes or an hour and you realize it's just not fun anymore. When we're overstimulated and our dopamine levels drop, we begin to procrastinate, and we begin to put things off, and we begin to not care, and we just want to stare at our phone, and we just want to get that next TikTok drop, or maybe we're chasing something else on the internet. Whatever it is, we start to lose touch with ourselves and with other human beings, and we don't care. And that is a sign of addiction. So here's an example from my life. For me, I get up in the morning with a plan for the day. only to have those plans slip away by watching YouTube and 1970s cop shows, and in the end, video games. That's dopamine. All I wanted to do is catch up on a couple of YouTube videos while I ate my oatmeal at 8 o'clock in the morning. The next thing I know, it's 3 o'clock and my wife is calling me saying, hey, you want to meet at the gym? YouTube's recommended videos are there to get us to click on them. They know what we like. I don't know what reward system is behind 1970s cop shows, but I watch those as much as I watch YouTube. If I just want to procrastinate, when I don't care about anything else, I want to see what the resolution is. Video games are the same thing. The micro rewards every time you kill an enemy, or the ability to upgrade something, always gives that little ding, that little bell in your head. Oh, that's cool. What's the next thing? Oh, that's cool. What's the next thing? What's the next thing is always the problem. And what it all adds up to in the end is a wasted day and not getting the things done that need to get done. No podcast has been written. The house isn't clean. The laundry hasn't been done. Dinner's not ready. How can we fix this procrastination and chasing the next ding or the next loot drop or the next Netflix binge or 1970s cop shows? And the answer for me was a detox from dopamine, or a dopamine fast, some people call it. The one thing I want to make clear is you can't get rid of dopamine. It's a chemical in your brain, so you kind of need it, so you can't get rid of it. What fasting from dopamine does is it clears out the things that are causing the reward mechanism to be triggered. So it's actually a fast from the things that you're using to get the dopamine high. Also, it's not going to make you superhuman. You're not going to roll out of bed and be uber successful because you did a dopamine detox. Dopamine is about your wants and desires, not your likes and pleasures. What it will help you do is get a handle on what you want and what you desire and put them in the right perspective in your life. You will have an awareness of how certain things cause a response, and you know how to react when something happens. Here's some desires and wants that trigger the reward center in your brain. Video game, technology like your phone or the apps on your phone that are always calling you. Gambling, shopping, binge eating, pornography, masturbation, thrill seeking, and the obvious one is drug use. This isn't a comprehensive list. This is a list to help you look at and go, okay, does it fit in here somewhere? Is it, you know, somewhat related to video games? Is it related to my phone and technology? Am I looking at too much porn? Am I shopping too much on Amazon? Not a comprehensive list, just a few ideas. I'm going to focus on technology because that's the biggest trigger for me and for most people, because I don't know if you've been to the grocery store lately, but most people walk around on their phones. You can substitute anything for that. Whatever it is, whatever you spend too much time doing that keeps you from your job or your family or connecting with friends, insert that for where I use technology. Always remember, the first thing I say is start small. Whether you're setting a goal or changing a habit or unlearning a habit, starting small is what leads to success. From what I've learned, when we're doing a detox from a device, whether it's a video game or a cell phone or television, the number one thing we need to do is put some distance between us and the device. And one way to do this is to come up with a list of things that you will allow yourself to do, or the time you're allowed to spend on your device. You're setting limits for what you're going to do. Do you want to allow yourself 5 minutes at the top of each hour to check your phone? Do you want to allow yourself 2 hours to play video games or watch Netflix when you get home from work, but only for those 2 hours? And you have to come up with what device or app or what thing you're trying to separate yourself from. So think about what's taking up all of your time and what rules can you set for yourself to put some distance between you and that app or device or video game. And one suggestion that I like is from James Clear's book, Atomic Habits. He talks about taking the batteries out of the remote control for the television, or even unplugging the television. Which, what I did was I unplugged the Fire Stick from the television, took the batteries out of the remote, and put both of them in the hall closet. So I had to get the Fire Stick out, plug it into the television, put the batteries back in the remote, then I could watch TV, which is a complete hassle, but it kept me from watching too much TV during the day while I was supposed to be doing my work. I also have a timer on my television, and it goes off at 7 p.m. at night. No matter what's on or what video game I'm in the middle of, at 7 p.m. sharp, the television shuts off. So that's another control that I've put to where I'm not spending too much time on the television. Another thing you could do is put an app on your phone that blocks messages. Now, if I'm writing, like right now when I'm recording, I have an app on my phone called Forest. And what it does is it blocks everything that comes through, or it should block everything that comes through. It allows me not to receive any notifications or phone calls while I'm trying to work. So when I go into a meeting, I leave my phone in the car now. Like before, I had to have the phone right there where I could see it on the table. And every time it would blink, you know, I'm in a meeting with someone and I've got a phone that's blinking all the time. They know I don't give a crap about them. What I'm concerned with is what's going on that phone. So now I am able to leave my phone in the car when I go to a meeting, so I'm not distracted during the meeting. And it's taken me a long time to get to this point. You know, I've gone from I have to have my phone on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to if you're not one of six people on my favorites list on my phone shuts off at 9 o'clock at night and comes back on at 6 o'clock in the morning, and you can't get in touch with me. So that's a big step from where I used to be. Another word for all this is resistance. Anything that stops us from being productive or creative is what Stephen Pressfield calls resistance. Any of our little addictions that keep us from being the people we're supposed to be and doing the things in life that we really want to do is resistance. And breaking our addiction to new technology helps us become who we're supposed to be. But you have to make a choice. And like most choices, it has to become a habit. What can you do today to break free from the cycle of technology or pornography or food or whatever it is? You know, I don't think technology's bad. Don't hear what I'm not saying. It's how we use it that makes it bad. And maybe some of the companies that make our technology and apps are bad, but the technology itself isn't bad. And we have to remember that. Everything we have is a tool, and we need to use it like a tool and not use it like it's our friend. What I want to help you do is get outside the noise. And there's a story of a student who walks in and asks his violin teacher, "What's the good news?" And the teacher picks up a tuning fork and taps it and makes the note and said, "There's your good news." The guy upstairs is flat, the singer across the hall is off key, and the piano is out of tune. And there's noise everywhere. But this will always be in tune. And that's where I want you to be in life. Find something that you can rely on that's constant. Something that is not looking for your attention at all time. Family, faith, and friends are all constant. All right, that's enough for this week. Thanks for listening. If you like what you hear and want to stay up to date with the happenings that recapture your life, please like and subscribe on your favorite podcast network, or you can sign up on the website, recaptureyour.life. If you've ever thought about coaching, we are accepting new clients and offering complimentary coaching sessions. No pressure, no selling, just a chance for you to see what coaching is like. And you can read more about that also on the website at recaptureyour.life. Thank you for listening. Thanks for all the support. I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.